Well, yes, I'm back right here. Oh, oh yeah, and we're back. Maybe I should say, okay. All right, I'm coming back on, and I have a really, really good playlist actually today, and it's, well, maybe it's good to my ears. So, well, many of you probably think it's I haven't typed it out yet. Hang on. I know it's, yeah, oh yeah, here's my first one. It's called, oh yeah, wait a minute, I forgot to say one thing. You are listening to CITR Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, yes, and I check this off. All right, and yeah, first song is called, it's called When You're Beautiful by Amy Stewart.
God, you are beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, I was drowned with the monster by White Lung. And of course, you don't want to be drowning with the monster. I'm thinking if I played this one before. It doesn't matter. Yes, and When You're Beautiful by Amy Stewart before that. And yeah, and sometimes that can be a curse. Although, it's always a compliment. Yes, and and now we're going on to, yeah, some laid-back, easy-listening stuff. Here is right after some punk rock and some, like, slow disco before then. Now we're going, yeah, we're going to some, like, easy-listening stuff. It's called The Days of Wine and Roses by Henry Mancini.
Dying with starvation. The pigeon say, look, Trini, now we make a cook. I put the rice, you going put the meat. Then we going both have something to eat. But when the pot was nearly to done, the pigeon decide to pull a fast one. He said, Trini, I'm a born for pigeon. I don't like to fight. But when come to the occasion, man, I stick for my right. You put in a 12 cents meat bone, you washed on a lice. I gonna give you a word of advice, take your meat out my rice. Trini got in a big rage, what wrong with you, bitch? I gonna tell you flat, bitch, I ain't taking that. When we were shopping, we both agreed the food will be cooked and shared equally. I put my last penny in this meat, and I ain't moving until I eat. Bitch, Trini, I'm a born barbarian. I don't like to fight. But when come to the occasion, man, I die for my right. You put in a 10 cents meat bone, you think that is nice? Well, don't make me have to tell you twice. Kiak, your meat out my rice. The Bajan then said to Trini, man, don't tell lies on me. I never told you that we going join and cook up in two.
What I mentioned, I can repeat. I said to lend me a piece of meat. Trini so vexed, he began to cry. Bitch, in front of me, you telling a lie. Bitch said, Trini, I'm a born barbarian. I don't like to fight. But when come to the occasion, man, I die for pride. You put in a 9 cents meat bone. Good Lord, you want half a slice. If you don't want a Bajan hoist, take your meat out my rice. By this time, the pot finish. Trini pick up a dish. The Bajan said, no, 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 never happen so. If you want little something to eat, man, take a fork and pick out your meat. But if you had one grain of rice, be Christ, I squeeze your throat like a voice. Trini, I'm a born barbarian. I don't like to fight. But when come to the occasion, man, I die for my right. You put in an 8 cents meat bone, you Trinidadian lice. Before I squeeze you like rice, keep your meat out my rice.
That was Take You Meet Me Out Rice by Lord Kitchener, yes. Oh, yeah, I'm just wondering, like, is that making anyone hungry? Okay, yes, and before that was The Days of Wine and Roses by Henry Mancini. Yes, wine and roses. There's always Days of Wine and Roses. And yeah, and now we're going on to a song. It's called Needle and Thread by Kill Matilda. How many of you are good at making things with, like, needles and threads and stuff?
I'll find your body parts. I'll sew you a new heart. Put you together again with my needle and thread. I'm getting
so sad.
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved. And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Babylon, Jack, don't turn your back on righteous Rastaman.
Yes, that was Nameless Rasta by Hypnotic. It's kind of a, like, dubstepy reggae song, sort of, yeah. Like, it's the good style, like, not like most would be. And here is, yeah, now we're going to some Hawaiian stuff. It's called In Honolulu, in Der Hafenberg, by the Hula Hawaiian Quartet.
In Honolulu, in der Hafenbar, da saß ein Mädchen, das sehr traurig war, denn ihr Boy hat sie verlassen und er war ihr ganzes Glück. Nach Honolulu kehrte nimmer mehr zurück. Nach Honolulu kehrte nimmer mehr zurück. Und es blühten die Rosen im Aramee. Zwischen Palmen und Sonnenstrand im Wunderland Hawaii. Und es kamen Matrosen von ferne her. Doch sie tanzte für keinen, denn dem einen war sie
Mädchen, das sehr traurig war, denn ihr Boy hat sie verlassen und er war ihr ganzes Glück. Nach Honolulu kehrte nimmer mehr zurück. Nach Honolulu kehrte nimmer mehr zurück und es blühten die Rosen. Zwischen Palmen und Sonnenstrand im Wunderland Hawaii. Und es kamen Matrosen von ferne her. Doch sie tanzte für keinen, denn dem einen war sie treu.
Can we get some stars in the background?
No.
Guys, you should be hanging off her hair. You don't just stand there. You're like hanging off her hair. Can you give me the look that you see on like, I don't think this is. Can you find me three more people?
too much. You look Polish. Got a wicked sense of humor. I feel dizzy. And I want your touch. Let's get tipsy and start a rumor. You're restless here. I can't sit still. Everybody at this party's got their fingers in the till. I bet their parents are ridiculously loaded. Let's get moving before I'm loaded. The dancers need a dance floor. The swingers got a swing. Fashionable people doing questionable things. Your boyfriend too. Do you think he'd understand? I can't remember how we ended up out here, but all good things have got to start somewhere. The dancers need a dance floor. The swingers got a swing. Fashionable people doing questionable things.
One more time.
Switcheroo, switch him up with me, leave him in the ditch, and you can hitch a ride for free. The dancers need a dance floor, the swingers got a swing, fashionable people doing questionable things, looking just like magazines.
Fashionable, fashionable, fashionable.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, that was Fashionable People by Joel Plaskett. Yes, and in the video, many of them were fashionable people. Yes, and here is this. Now we're going to a Country Girl by Jeannie C. Riley, and we definitely know she's a country girl.
It's a long way from Texas. Vegas is a long way from Abilene. I spend lots of my time flying out to LA. And if you've never been there, you don't know how lonesome big towns can be. Oh, what I'd give to be a country girl again. to be with my people, my man and my kids, to live in a house about a mile down the road from mama. Sunset and see colors you can almost touch right overhead, to hear the gentle breeze of peace blowing in the treetops. No, out in the country there is no talk that God is dead. Oh, what I'd give country girl again, to be with my people, my man and my kids, to live in a house about a mile down the road from mama. Oh Lord, what I'd give to be a country girl again.
While you were waiting, ready to brush me off, we could be friendly, we could be out of touch, we could be famous, or even infamous. If you are, come back, but never call it off. Come back, but don't tear me down. Don't waste my time pretending.
That was Infamous by Bessia Boulet, or Bessia Boulette, however you want to pronounce it. Yes, and is she infamous? Not really, but am I? Known as. Okay, wait a minute, and actually we're going to some, like, really old stuff now. Here is, Guitar Polka by, well, before we do that, actually, we have an ad and a promo, and then we'll be going to a song called Guitar Polka by Al Dexter.
The February issue of Discorder marked our 33rd anniversary and is on the shelf of cafes, retailers, and record stores now. This month, we feature the sounds of Michael Redd, DOA frontman and politician Joe Keithley, the rebirth of Milk, an overview of Vancouver's underground venue situation, and more. We have album reviews for Nap Eyes and Cindy Lee, and live show reviews of Magical Clouds and Fields. It's all in the pages of your favorite local mag by CITR 101.9 FM. A special thank you to this month's advertisers, The Lido, Horse Records, Recruiting Canada, Vancouver Theatre Sports, The Rio Theatre, The Rickshaw, Vinyl Records, The Live Van, and AMS Events.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
A gay thing, a filled with happiness, night and day thing. It was something to have and to hold, but it seems that your love grew cold. I never knew that our romance had ended until you poisoned my food. And I thought it was a lark when you kicked me in the park. But now I think it was rude. I never knew that our romance had finished until that bottle hit my head. Though I tried to be aloof when you pushed me off the roof, I feel our romance is dead. It wouldn't have been so bad if you'd told me that someone had taken my place. But no, you didn't even scold me. You just tried to disfigure my face. You'll never know how my poor heart is breaking. It looks so helpless, but then life used to be so placid. Won't you please put down that acid and say that we're sweethearts again? Oh, how well I remember that night in Bridgeport. That was the night you gave me the hot foot. I thought there was sort of a strange look in your eyes, but then you smiled and, well, it made everything all right. Then there was a time we went canoeing and you set fire to my dress. You said you pushed me overboard to put out the flame, but I never quite understood why you held me underwater so long. Now, I've never met this girl who's taking my place, but I wish you all the happiness in the world. And if there's anything I can do, you know, you can always reach me in room number 304 in the General Hospital. Farewell, my sweet. You'll never know how my poor heart is breaking. It looks so helpless, but then my love can go just so far. Won't you please put down that crowbar and say that we're sweethearts again.
That was Say That We're Sweethearts Again by Dorothy Shay. Yes, that's going back to the 40s. Yeah, and before that was, it was Guitar Polka by Al Dexter. And it was like really old instrumental country. Yes, and now we're going to... Yeah, we're going back to new stuff. It's called I think it's early 90s, but it's called Brand New Set of Lies by Lost and Profound. I bet once in a while you always have that planned.
Thank you.
That was Silver Threads Among the Gold by Billy Vaughan, yes? Some nice, easy listening. Okay, yeah, and now we're going into a song called Candy Mountain by Dilly Dally. Have you ever, there's no mountain full of candy, unless you can make your own.
Yeah.
That was Candy Mountain by Dilly Dally. And now I believe I'm finishing off, because BVP Radio shall be here soon. I believe they are here. This last song is called Be Your Man by Ra Ra. And yes, by the way, we're actually, the next, it'll be episode 140 next week. So I believe I'm signing off, 139. Hello, 140. Next week.
Your hand, something told me I couldn't be yours.